Hi, VoiceTubers, I'm Kelsey. Welcome to today's pronunciation challenge. Today's video is titled Best Dog Breeds for Apartment Living. So this video is talking about which dog breeds are the best for people who live in apartments. So if you live in an apartment and you're thinking about getting a dog, this might be a really useful video for you. Or maybe you're just curious and you want to check it out, you can go ahead and do that right after today's pronunciation challenge. But for now, let's look at our sentence. Turns out, tiny dogs like the Yorkshire Terrier tend to have a big set of pipes with an even bigger attitude. So many of us might assume that small dogs or tiny dogs would be the best for apartments, but it turns out that's not necessarily the case. So in this sentence, they're talking about a specific type of dog or breed of dog, and they say that this breed of dog tends to have a big set of pipes, so it's very loud, and it has a big attitude. So that means it might not be very easy to deal with. So maybe this isn't the best dog for an apartment, even though it is small. All right, let's read that sentence one more time, a little slower. Turns out, tiny dogs, like the Yorkshire Terrier, tend to have a big set of pipes with an even bigger attitude. All right, let's get into our vocabulary. Our first vocab is turn out. So turn out is a phrase, and it means to happen in a particular way or to have a particular result, especially an unexpected result. So you could say something like, the event turned out to be a success. So in this sentence, because we use turned out, it indicates that we thought the event would not be successful. So maybe we were a little worried about this event. We thought it wouldn't be very good, but it turned out to be a success. All right, the next vocab is similar to turn out, and it is work out. So work out is another phrase, and this one means have a good result. So an example sentence would be, everything will work out. Don't worry. So if someone comforts you by saying, everything will work out, this means that everything will turn out okay. It will have a good result in the end. And our next phrase is similar to these two phrases as well. And this one is pan out. So pan out means to end up or conclude, especially successfully. So you could say something like, we'll just have to wait and see how everything pans out. So in this sentence, when we say, see how everything pans out, we mean see how everything will end up or how everything will conclude. Or you could say something like, the deal didn't pan out. So when we say the deal did not pan out, it means it did not work out. It was not successful. All right, our next vocab is pipes. So pipes is a noun. And when we say pipes with an S here, we usually mean vocal cords or the voice. So we often say set of pipes. Just like we said in our sentence, we said Yorkshire Terriers tend to have a big set of pipes. And when we say a big set of pipes here, we mean that they have a loud voice. Or often, we also use this term set of pipes to describe someone who has a great singing voice. So an example would be, Tina has a fantastic set of pipes. And that would mean that she has a fantastic voice. All right, our next word is related to pipes, and it is belt out. So belt out is a phrase, and it means to sing a song loudly and energetically. So for example, you could say, he belted out his favorite song at karaoke. So here, when we say he belted out his favorite song, it means he sang his favorite song very loudly, very energetically. All right, our next word is attitude. Attitude is a noun, and it means a feeling or way of thinking that affects a person's behavior. So you could say something like, Sally always has a positive attitude. Or attitude can also mean a way of thinking and behaving that people think of as unfriendly or rude or something like that. So someone might say, "Don't give me attitude." And this would be something that maybe a parent would say to their child. They would say, "Don't give me attitude." And that would mean, don't act in this way. Don't be unfriendly or rude. Our next vocab is related to attitude, and it is talk back. So talk back is a phrase. And if you talk back to someone, you answer them in a rude way. And usually this phrase is used when someone talks back to someone in authority, maybe a parent or a teacher. If you answer those kind of people in a rude way, we would consider it talking back. So usually it's children or maybe teenagers that would talk back. And an example sentence would be, Cindy got sent to her room for talking back to her dad. So maybe in this case, Cindy's dad told her to wash the dishes and she said, "Why should I?" instead of, "Sure, dad." And saying that would be considered talking back. All right, that is all of our vocabulary, so let's read our sentence one more time. Turns out, tiny dogs, like the Yorkshire Terrier, tend to have a big set of pipes with an even bigger attitude. All right, that is it for today's pronunciation challenge. The question of the day is, what breed of dog is your favorite? Please leave a comment below answering this question along with your recording. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time, VoiceTubers.